between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Now, could you open your doors to a child in need? Your doors at home, I'm talking about. Currently across Greater Manchester, around 264 children and young people in care are referred every month for fostering and adoption. Think about that number. 264 every single month. The lack of foster carers means services are struggling to cope with the demand. So the UK's largest fostering and adoption charity, TACT, is holding an open day in Trafford next Wednesday for anyone who's interested in fostering. And one couple who knows the rewards that fostering can give are Marcus and Karen, and they're on the line now. A very good morning, first of all. Can I start off, Karen, by saying congratulations is the right word, because you do need a certain kind of personality for this, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Morning.
Why did you do it?
Well, I have family and friends who do it, and I've seen firsthand how it can make a difference. So about 3 years ago, I was made redundant, and I thought to myself, well, why don't I, you know, I've been thinking about doing it for a while, and I've got a big enough house. You have to have a spare room, so we got in touch with TACT, started doing the assessment, and I just want to make a difference to children's lives, really.
Obviously, there are some financial incentives. You get a certain amount of money coming back just to make sure you can look after the individual, and there's some people who do it as almost a profession. They have it from a large scale. Do you have one or two people you foster?
I just have one.
Okay, you've just got one to make that difference. So tell me about the experience, and tell me about the fulfillment, sort of from you get up in the morning till you go to bed at night.
Well, what we get from it is seeing a child grow in confidence. So when you get a child, you normally get someone who's not very confident. It could have come from all sorts of types of situations. So seeing them to get the first experiences, from things like a Sunday lunch to going on holiday, you just get that sense of reward and sort of like it's a busy day from getting up in the morning till going to bed at night. You've got all sorts going on with them, but it's just so fulfilling.
How many people and youngsters, and sometimes not so youngsters, go through this situation? How many have you had in your home?
I've just got the one at the moment because we're recently approved. We've just been doing it for 12 months. I still have my own birth children at home as well. So, yeah, it's a busy home, just with the one anyway.
How does it affect your other children when you have a foster child as well?
They're fine. They're absolutely fine. They've embraced her totally as a family member. I think you have to prepare your own children for bringing in another child and make sure that they're aware of what to expect. But I've been really lucky, and they've all been really, really welcoming to her.
What's the biggest challenge?
Biggest challenge is you can't treat them as your own. You have to, like, look at them as someone else's child, really. And also, if you're dealing with challenging families, then you have to try and do things that's what's in their best interest for everybody. And you can't just go ahead and just do something that you would with your own child, really.
Well, you're there now, and you've had one. I think you've used the term her there, so I'm taking it as a girl. What happens when and if that foster child has to go back to birth parents, or indeed another family situation? Are you prepared for that?
I am. It'll probably be difficult because it's our first, but you have to sort of take away that emotion and really sort of tell yourself that you're doing it for the good of the children. It's something that you have to go into and strip back that emotion. Not quite sure how I'll feel when she goes, but it is something you're doing to help people move along and have a better start in life, really.
Yes, I don't want to get you emotional, Karen. I want to talk about the positivities of this. I want to talk about the brilliance and the brilliant work that people like you do. Next Wednesday, there's an open day. Give me some information on this.
Yeah, so the open day is in Trafford. It's from 2 till 7, Trafford Hall Hotel. I'll be there. I'm with one of the social workers, Joe Cully, who's going to be giving all the information required. TACT is going to be offering as much information as possible. The support they've given me has been absolutely fantastic. So I would recommend anybody who's thinking about it just to come along and speak to people. I'll be there, and I'll be there to give first-hand experience and let people know.
Bit of advice, yeah. Give me one line of advice, if you can, to anybody who's just kind of sitting there thinking, you know what, I could reach out.
Just go and do it. Just go and have a look, and you'll never know. The rewards are just brilliant, yeah.
Karen, listen, I can hear you smiling on the other end of the phone, which is just lovely. Karen, can I wish you well with the continued fostering success?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those situations where people get together and at least you can have a conversation. It's about something you'd like to talk about, and Karen's going to be there for you as well. So TACT, have a little look for TACT online as well. You can contact TACT if you just give it a Google. TACT Manchester and the Cheshire area, all the details are up there.
You're beautiful, and that's for sure.